69-year-old Stanley Sturgill is from a small coal mining town in southeastern Kentucky. He flew to Denver just to make his voice heard.
I worked in the coal mines for 41 years in underground coal mining as a coal miner and federal coal mine inspector. You know, I don't have long to live. Common sense will tell you that because I have black lungs, COPD, and other respiratory ailments.
COPD is a progressive disease that makes breathing difficult. Sturgill says he wants to spend the time he has left working to make the air cleaner. He supports the EPA rules to cut carbon emissions by 30% by the year 2030. He only wishes the rules went even farther.
We're dying, literally dying. And it's their job to help us. The war on coal is a war that King Coal, the industry, has falsified.
But others in the coal industry argue the rules are too burdensome, will increase energy costs, and cripple the industry. Several hundred, including John Simonette, held a separate rally in front of the state capitol. Simonette is also an underground coal miner. He says he took his job at 20 Mile Coal Company near Craig, Colorado, because it was dependable.
It was paying high enough to where I could support my family and what we needed to support ourselves.
The new rules are intended to reduce greenhouse gases and curb global warming. It's part of the climate plan President Barack Obama unveiled last year. According to the EPA, carbon pollution is leading to long-lasting climate changes, such as rising temperatures and sea levels, more drought, wildfires, floods, hurricanes, and other extreme weather events.
I think it's a historic moment and a step in the right direction.
Carrie Chris Janer is a renewable energy advocate in Colorado and California. She wants the EPA to give even more direction to states in crafting emission reduction plans and thinks there should be a lot of coordination to keep energy prices low.
We don't want quadruple the rates. We want to keep energy affordable and have renewable energy for the most people possible.
The day's events also took a political turn when Republican gubernatorial candidate Bob Beaupre spoke at the pro-coal rally. Beaupre says when his grandfather immigrated to Colorado from Belgium, his first job was working in a coal mine. But he says times have changed.
We have never used coal cleaner, safer, more efficiently than we do right now. That isn't something to punish. It's something to celebrate. Why would you cripple the great American and the Colorado economy when it needs a helping hand the most?
Colorado officials say the state will have an easier time complying than many other parts of the country. The state already has a renewable energy standard requiring larger utility companies to get 30% of their energy from renewable sources by the year 2020. Colorado lawmakers also passed a law in 2010 to replace some older coal-fired power plants and switch to cleaner-burning natural gas. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.